Pape Station was the first of several older Toronto subway stations now undergoing modernization as part of upgrades to the Bloor-Danforth line. The subway line opened over 40 years ago, but the TTC says Pape needs the most work, so that's why it went first. The project is supposed to give the area and the station a better appearance. It's also going to bring fire alarms and access for the disabled up to current building standards. They started construction since fall of 2009, and commuters have had to dodge scaffolding and big sheets of wood ever since. Some parts have even been closed off. Some of the station's most frequent riders are students. Some, like Nick Prospero, says the TTC should continue to repair the station, but at the same time, they shouldn't complain when they aren't able to get funding for the routes.
They want to clean it up and make it look pretty, but from my understanding, it's going to take them another 2 or 3 years. And if it's taking 2 or 3 years, that's a lot of salary wages just to pay the workers, just to buy the materials. So if they want to clean it up, fine, give it a little makeover, but don't waste 3 years of, you know, workers' salaries when you're complaining that you don't have enough money, you know, to run your routes.
Others, like Ryerson student Sharmiza, says that there should be more routes going north.
There's nothing which goes, like, further north.
Right.
So a lot of people have problems coming down, like, to stay, like, far away from us.
The TTC says Pape Station Modernization Project is scheduled to be finished in 2012. Ani Hyde-Wright, Observer Radio News, Toronto.